Welcome to the Grappling Discourse Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Scaff, and today I want to talk about the internet beef between BrandonMC.Ninja and Detroit Dust. Ooh, I have got a good episode for you guys today. You guys know I love martial arts drama. If two people are feuding and beefing in the community, I want to know about it. I want to see all the videos. I want to see all the back and forth comments. I want to see the fans go at it. I want to see it all. Today's episode's extra special because it involves us, the good people here at 10th Planet Decatur, particularly Brandon, against one of the most notorious and kind of shady people in the martial arts community. How did we get here? Look, first, 10th Planet Decatur has been developing a media team for a long time now. And this is all spearheaded by Brandon. Brandon has done a phenomenal job over the past decade just producing content. He gets better and better at it each year. And he's one of the biggest faces now in the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu community. His reach has grown to, an impressive height. I mean, if you just look at the three biggest platforms, his Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, he's got close to 150,000 people that are subscribed or following him. And I know by the end of next year, he'll be at 500,000. I wouldn't even be surprised if he hit 1 million. He is on a tear. He's one of the fastest growing martial artists in the social on the social media platform, I should say, in the world. Like, he's just, his brand is growing. And so when a video pops off, pretty much the entire martial arts community sees it. If you watch a lot of social media, if Brandon produces a good video that pops off, you're going to see it. And that's what happened with this one. So here's the thing. At 10th Planet Decatur, we love watching fake martial artists. We love watching Bushido, techniques that are trash, particularly when it comes to watching these other martial arts and these really poor excuses for martial artists, like address grappling situations, how they would deal with grappling scenarios. It's just hilarious because me and Brandon, we're both 10th Planet black belts. We've both been training for a decade plus. We've competed. We've put it on the line. We allow anybody, anytime, anywhere. They can come into the gym and we'll roll with them. We don't claim to be anything we're not. And that has given us really great confidence. And so when we see people posting, you know, just ridiculous techniques that work against grapplers, that work against submission holds, or work against grappling positions, you know, it's just hilarious to us because we know it wouldn't work. Now, this video in particular addresses rear naked choke defenses that other martial arts claim to work. Now, I'm not talking about any one martial artist because I've seen tons of martial artists from other martial arts claim that these work. That if somebody is rear naked choking or trying to rear naked choke you, if you bite their arm, that will stop it. Or if they've got the rear naked choke in, you can gouge the eyes out. So you can take your finger and dig in and you can actually impair the eye, and that will stop them. And there's a video we saw the other day from Detroit Dust. Now, Detroit Dust, I can't remember. I don't know what his real name is, but he's a figure that has developed quite a bit of notoriety for his poor technique videos. This guy's always in some like wacky outfit, like some like urban survival outfit, and he's always showing techniques that look like they would never work on somebody that was resisting him. And he's been a really interesting figure to me because I can't tell if it's a joke or not. Part of me feels like it's just a spoof, like he's just trolling the community, kind of like Master Ken. Like when Master Ken first came out, people didn't know if like it was fake or not. Now, obviously, as the videos kept going, it was obviously fake. Same thing with like Renato Laranja. Renato Laranja in the jiu-jitsu community, he had a lot of people fooled for a long time. People thought that he was just this crazy guy that, you know, he had the videos where he like choked out Eddie Bravo or like was like all in Eddie Bravo's ear, and people thought like that was real. So part of me thinks that Detroit Dust could be along that line of thinking, right? Like that he's just having fun, that he trains legit martial arts, and he's just making fun of fake martial arts. But I'm constantly going back and forth because I just don't know, which to me tells like he's good at what he's doing because I can't tell. But he made a video about like an eye gouge stopping a rear naked choke. And so Brandon in his video addressed like, hey, if somebody tried to bite me, I would just rear naked choke through their face. If somebody tried to gouge my eye out, I would just rear naked choke them. These do not work against a rear naked choke. He's not saying eye pokes don't work and that biting don't work. He's talking about in this situation, if you try and do that while I'm rear naked choking you, I will kill you. And he used a brown belt of ours. So Irish Keith is over from Ireland. He's a very talented grappler. He's fought MMA. Like, he's a very tough dude. And he told him, like, the video starts off and he's like, hey, I want you to really bite me. Like, try and bite my forearm. Like, really, really bite. And you see Irish Keith try it, and Brandon just immediately rips through his jaw. If you try and bite somebody's arm while they're rear naked choking you, they will dislocate your jaw. They will break your jaw. Same thing, Brandon puts in the rear naked choke this time, and he says, hey, I want you to try and eye gouge me. I want you to really try and dig in and get at my eye. And you see Keith, you know, he's trying at first, and he says, no, harder, harder, like, try. And he's trying, and Brandon rear naked chokes him, and he immediately stops. And, I mean, we all know, like, if you've trained, right, you do not have that much time. Even if you did eye gouge somebody, they're just going to put you to sleep and possibly even kill you for maiming them. So even if the eye gouge worked, it would have disastrous consequences. Like, it's not going to stop somebody from rear naked choking you. But Brandon showed in that video that the angle, right? Like, you're trying to reach back as somebody is rear naked choking and you're trying to dig at their eye. Like, it's just not going to work. And it's funny, we actually saw this example at the UFC. You guys can look this up. A girl a few months ago I can't remember her name, but in the UFC fight, she tried to eye gouge. She was getting a rear naked choke, and she dug her fingers into her opponent's eye. And it didn't help at all. She still got rear naked choked. And so we saw that at like the highest level, right? Like, she tried to eye gouge her opponent to stop her from rear naked choking her, and it didn't work. So that technique does not work against a trained opponent. If somebody knows how to do a proper rear naked choke and they've trained, they're a blue belt or more experienced, you will get rear naked choked. Same thing. If you try and bite somebody, obviously we've seen people use biting in real fights. We saw Mike Tyson do that to Evander Holyfield. But that didn't stop Evander Holyfield from fighting. They just disqualified Mike Tyson. And that was the ear, not the forearm. You're not going to be able to bite through bone. Somebody's going to rip your face off. So anyway, Brandon comes out with that video and he uses Detroit Dust as the image, like when you click on it, he uses Detroit Dust for that. So when you see the video pop up, it's Detroit Dust. And so obviously he saw it. So he came back with a video of his own and he's like, hey, I don't know who this Brandon guy is, but first of all, your guy didn't use the proper eye poking technique. And he shows how to properly eye poke. But what's funny is that the eye poke that he uses in this video is completely different than the one he uses in the rear naked choke video. In this one, he's standing in front of his uki, and he uses his pointer finger to rake across, which looks like it'd be a much more effective eye poke. But he never addressed the rear naked choke. He just changed it up. And obviously, Uki is just standing there. He's not doing anything. And he's like, oh, see, your guy, he's trying to use the pad of his thumb. And if he was really trying to hurt you and he was trying to tear your eye out, he'd be able to do it. If he just knew this technique, you know, you would have been like incapacitated and your eye would have been ripped out. You know, he didn't say it that harshly, but that's what he was saying along the lines. And then he was like, the biting technique, same thing. Like, if he knew how to bite, like, it would change everything. But he never addressed it. Now, here's the thing about Detroit Dust. I've already said, I don't know. Part of me thinks the dude's like a purple belt and he's got other martial arts training and this is just a spoof. But then the other part of me is like, nah, I think this guy's just a fraud and he's just teaching people just whack techniques. He's making money. He's teaching, because, you know, I've talked about it before. People want to learn, right? They want to learn how to defend themselves, but they don't want to suffer. They don't want to have to actually go through the trials and tribulations of actually learning self-defense. They want to learn something that's easy, something where they don't have to face themselves every single day. They don't have to face somebody else. They don't have to train live. They can just, you know, stand there and practice a movement, and then it's the other person's turn. They'll stand there as their partner practices the movement, but they're not going to be sweating. They're not going to be having any resistance. It's just they're going to be learning. They're going to think they're going to be learning how to defend themselves when in reality they're truly just learning a bunch of crap. And, you know, when you see Detroit Dust, like, my opinion would be completely changed if I saw that he was like posting live training videos and he was showing people resisting. But in all of his videos, everything is choreographed. And that's, to me, the first sign of a fake martial. That's like the first sign you should just turn around and walk away. Like, if you ever walked into a gym and all they ever did was choreograph techniques, run, unless you're just looking for the art of it. If you're looking to learn katas and you're looking to learn to move your body, that's a whole other thing. But if you're learning to, like, wanting to learn self-defense, you have to learn, like, the most important thing with self-defense is, like, sometimes you got to be able to improvise because you can't predict your opponent's movements. And if you're choreographing everything and if everything's step by step, well, the first time somebody does something different than the steps that you learned, you're going to completely freeze up and you're not going to be able to perform that technique. So all of Detroit's stuff, if you watch all of his videos, everything is choreographed. And Brandon, I mean, he produces content weekly. I mean, he just produced content that had him rolling with 30 of his students where we see him get tapped 5 times. 5 out of the 30 times he loses. And it's just funny to me, you know, we got Detroit Dust who, you know, has never put himself out there and has never, you know, put himself out in a situation where he could lose, right? He's in his tactical, like, urban tactical gear and he's, you know, doing all this stuff and, you know, he's claiming that, you know, I'm teaching you how to survive in the streets. And one of the things, and this is one of the things that, you know, Detroit Dust says is, like, it's so effective. Like, this is always the argument. It's so effective that it's illegal in your rule set. And that's kind of how, you know, the Bushido and the fake martial artists get them, like, they get away with it is they tell people, like, look, I can't use these techniques against them. Like, we couldn't even have a fair fight because I couldn't compete in their rule set because my moves are illegal. My moves cannot be done in the UFC. I mean, we just saw the other day, Pedro Munoz versus Sean O'Malley. We saw that fight get stopped due to an eye poke. And that's his example. You know, it's just like fights get stopped by eye pokes. That's how dangerous they are. And look, I'm not saying that eye poking isn't, like, yes, an eye gouge is a phenomenal tool, right? But against the rear naked choke, and that's the whole, like, if we just go back to the initial video that started this all, we're talking about against the rear naked choke. Now, Detroit Dust, when he came out with this video, he limited the comments, and he blocked Brandon before he even produced the video. So, like, right when Brandon saw it, he was going to go comment, but he was already blocked. He can't even communicate with Detroit Dust. If you're following Brandon, you can't comment on Detroit Dust stuff. So I was going to go comment because I thought the whole thing was funny and I was just going to, you know, have some, you know, jab. I was going to like take some jab at Detroit Dust, but I couldn't even comment. And that's a huge L for him right off the bat. It's like, come on, dude. Come on. At least let us go back and forth. I mean, we're not going to, you know, say anything too crazy, but, you know, it's funny because Detroit Dust has like followers that are like, yeah, that Brandon guy's like a fraud. Like, I can't believe he's going against you, Detroit. Like, all your stuff is gold. All your stuff is street survival. Like, you know, if he says biting doesn't like work in the streets, then he doesn't know anything. And it's just amazing how many people out there are just clueless, you know, that buy into it. It's actually kind of scary. But like I said, like, people like the easy thing. So it shouldn't shock me, and it shouldn't shock you that most people would prefer to train underneath Detroit Dust, because it's going to give them false confidence. It's going to give them, you know, confidence, and I'm using air quotes, but without them having to actually earn it. Where if you train with Brandon, I mean, you've got years and years and years of trials and tribulations and a lot of second guessing, you've got a lot of growth to endure before you can really truly earn that confidence. Now today, I should say yesterday after open mat, Brandon was like, I just want to do some like response video. Like, hey, like, cause Brandon, if you guys follow Brandon, you know, he's always wearing the fedora and the shade. So he's like, I'm going to do a video where I'm wearing the shades and like, I'm going to slap, he used Christian, who's one of our pro MMA fighters. I'm going to slap Christian and just kind of like a WWE type, like comeback, like, dude, you're not even worth my time. I would slap you and you wouldn't be able to do anything. So, you know, Brandon makes his video and posts it. And we had a lot of fun watching it. And, you know, it was fun. But Detroit Dust came back today. So he's like continuing the feud. Like, this is turning in to somewhat of a feud. And his video, it was kind of funny. You know, he was making fun of Brandon's accent. And he was like, he's from like Decatur or something, Georgia. You know, he's like messing up where we're from. And he's like, you know, and here's the thing, like, if he had those glasses on, he like does like a throat chop to like a dummy. And it just looks like the most trash technique. Like, there's no way this guy can be serious. So the first video in his response to Brandon, I was like, oh man, I think this guy is a fake martial artist. But then the second video, I'm like, no. I don't think this guy's a fake martial artist. I think this guy's like, just like, this is like a joke, because there's no way that throat punch, that throat strike was like, that's what a real martial artist would do. Like, that's not what a real technique, like, I would never have produced that. Like, if I was like a master, like, hey, I want to show like my throat strike, I wouldn't have used that video. So I don't know what to think, guys. And I'm really interested to see where this goes. Now, it's funny. Multiple people have been like, Detroit Dust, like, you should show that guy what's up. And Detroit Dust like, man, any time that Brandon wants to come through or anybody wants to come through, they just need to come to my gym. And there is no way. I mean, he already blocked Brandon. He blocked Brandon before they even ever interacted. So there's no way. I'd just be fascinated to see, like, if Brandon actually did show up to his gym, what he would do. Because there's no way he would actually train with him. And there's no way he would, like, let Brandon start in a rear naked choke on him. There's no way. And we've always had an open door policy. And that's something I would tell you guys. Like, if you truly want self-confidence in yourself and just like to know who you are as a martial artist, you have to accept challenges, and you have to accept challenges in your art. And so if somebody comes to 10th Planet Decatur, they get to train. Like, hey, I want to roll. Well, they get to roll. You know, we don't allow guys on their first day to roll, but if some guy's like, hey, I really want to roll, I want to test myself. Well, they get to roll, and they're going to get their ass kicked. If a purple belt from somewhere is like, hey, I want to train, like, they get to roll with everybody. And if they beat us, like, if a purple belt beat me, like, I would shake his hand, you know, and I would try and get better the next day. I would definitely think about that all night, and I would show up to practice early the next day with how I'm going to fix the mistakes I made against that gentleman. But yeah, like, I'm going to accept those challenges. And I used to be scared. Like, when I was a blue and purple belt, that used to like frighten me. A brand new guy would come in wanting to roll, and like, I'd always win. You know, they're white, but they don't know anything. But I didn't have the confidence. But after handling and dealing with those guys Now it's like, dude, like it doesn't even get my heart rate up. It's no big deal. Same thing, you know, blue belt visiting. I'm a purple belt. I'm like, dude, what if I lose this purple belt? Or excuse me, what if I lose this blue belt? I'm a purple belt. But now as a black belt, like I've just done that so many times. And that's what I want for you guys. And that's what Detroit Dust is lacking. I don't know his background. Maybe he is some crazy war veteran who's like a Navy SEAL and he's done 18 tours and he's went door to door in Afghanistan, or who knows? He saved the president 13 times. I don't know what his story is, right? He might have done some crazy heroic stuff, but I'm guessing he has zero real life combat. And he definitely, with at least the moves I'm seeing, has zero. He's just put those techniques to the test very few times, if any times at all. And I don't know, you know, if he is truly trying to like show people how to defend themselves, to me, he should be ashamed of himself, because he's really promoting and showing moves that are dangerous, because they're giving people false confidence and they're giving people a false sense of security, and they're just giving people a false idea of what self-defense looks like. Like I said, self-defense is hard. There should be trials and tribulations. There should be growth. And we know that the only way to grow is through struggle. But keep your eyes tuned. Like, if you haven't seen any of this stuff, you should check out Brandon. First, you should definitely check out Brandon's video that he posted on his YouTube. But I'm sure most of you have seen it, because like I said, it's popped off. You know, it's got a couple hundred thousand views. It's probably close to 300,000 views by now. So definitely check that out, and you'll kind of see what I'm talking about. And I mean, Keith, man, the guy that he is, the brown belt. Keith's really, really tough. He's fought MMA. He's a really, really tough martial artist. And yeah, I mean, I get it. Maybe Keith's not trying to bite him 100%, but Keith's for sure trying to bite him 70-75%. Keith's for sure trying to eye gouge him 70-75%. And it just doesn't work against a rear naked choke. Till next time, guys. I love and appreciate you. Peace.